Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today. An update on the second quarter of the 75% plan. We're back on that today here in just a moment.
OGI is at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. If you liked Double Stop CL Plus, you'll be even more satisfied with its successor, Strad CL Plus. Strad CL Plus is closely related to Double Stop CL Plus, but it starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier. Strad CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standards for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strad CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Cattle Marketing Working Group continues to monitor what's going on with the fed cattle market in relationship to price discovery. The subgroup remains committed to reaching a workable solution, they say, that improves price discovery in the live cattle markets. That being said, Jerry Bone, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, in a letter to the cattle industry, he says using data collected under the livestock mandatory reporting and published by USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, the subgroup found that no minor triggers were tripped in the negotiated trade volume silo during the second quarter. Thus far, he says, we've only fallen short of our goal to complete the packer participation silo. However, he says, I am pleased to report that we have now finalized agreements with the four major packers to analyze their participation in the negotiated market from the third quarter onward. Cherbone goes on to say that in the absence of confirmable packer participation data in the second quarter of this year, only the negotiated trade volume silo was evaluated this quarter in accordance with our framework. As a result, a major trigger was not tripped during the second quarter of 2021. In the second quarter, we continue to see a striking level of buy-in to our voluntary framework from cattle producers. They've worked overtime to offer more cattle on a negotiated basis. In fact, due largely to the hard work of cattle feeders, particularly in the Southern Plains, we saw more negotiated market participation in the second quarter of 2021 compared to the first quarter. Bone says he's encouraged by the continued improvements that we're seeing in negotiated trade from cattlemen and cattlewomen nationwide. However, the same accolades, he says, cannot be given to some of the major packers. Every transaction requires both a willing seller and a willing buyer. Some packers have shown a desire to work alongside us to increase their procurements of negotiated cattle, and we appreciate that they've recognized the importance of price discovery to the entire industry. That said, NCBA has been frustrated by the apparent lack of urgency demonstrated by some of the largest purchasers of fed cattle. One interesting observation that Jerry Bone makes is that it's important to remember price discovery and price determination are different things. For example, in four of the trading weeks of the second quarter, negotiated trade volumes exceeded robust price discovery levels in all regions. Nevertheless, cattle prices did not make significant gains in the same period. You don't necessarily get price increases simply because you've got more price discovery. High cattle supplies, according to Jerry Bone, and a shortage of adequate beef packing capacity have helped create a current market dynamic where leverage and negotiation still resides with the packers. While strategies to return leverage to producers are outside the scope of this subgroup's work, NCBA is implementing strategies at USDA and on Capitol Hill to increase beef packing capacity and support smaller to mid-sized processors. Meanwhile, the subgroup will continue its work tirelessly to bring about greater price discovery. Bottom line, according to Jerry Bone in his letter to the cattle industry, as has been said many times, there's no simple silver bullet solution to the challenges that are facing cattle producers in the market today. Reaching a solution that's both industry-driven and supported by sound research and science that support profitability for producers in every segment of the supply chain will require transparency and nuance. He says the Regional Triggers subgroup remains committed to the integrity of that process. Jerry Bone, a letter to NCBA and the cattle industry of this last week on the 75% plan results from the second quarter of this year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, July 22nd, broadcast live from Texas on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,415 head will be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 4,700 weaned calves, and 13,000 calves on cows. For information on all the cattle being sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.